Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about taking your heavenly seat. Ephesians 2:6 says that we've been seated at God's right hand with Jesus, and learning to take our heavenly seat, to get us in our proper position, and to begin to see things from the right perspective. So we're going to be taking communion over this today, just receiving this from God, this positioning that God has given us in our lives. And talking about how we take this heavenly seat with Christ, to become one with him. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves. We go through what we call the other half of prayer, talking about our four fundamentals. Masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals typically. But let's get started with the prayer and then we'll go through the other half of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching and listening, all their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you that you've seated us at your right hand with Jesus, making us one with him. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelations that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hands on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. We're going to talk about our four fundamentals. And we're going to be talking about this part today of taking our heavenly seat. This is a key part of our four fundamentals. Taking our heavenly seat. So fundamental number one, positioning in the light. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light. And we got to get positioned in that light. And what is our positioning in the light? Our positioning in the light is one with Christ. We're in Christ. We're one with him. We're seated at his right hand. At God's right hand with Jesus. So I'm going to take a look here. This is a passage from my book, The Eighth Date. We're going to take a look at this passage from my book, The Eighth Date. And then we're going to go through our four fundamentals here before we get into our time of communion, receiving this from God today. So this is the passage here. I once had a vision of sitting at God's right hand in heaven. As I was sitting there, I felt very unsettled. I was looking for Jesus, but couldn't see him anywhere. I'm looking around and I'm searching for Jesus, but I don't see him anywhere. I'm like, something's not right. So finally, I turned to God and asked him where Jesus was. And God responded with, "You're in him, and he's in you." according to Ephesians 2:6, we're seated with Jesus in heavenly places at God's right hand. We're meant to be one with Christ, who's now seated in heaven with God. To abide in him means that we take our heavenly position in Christ, getting positioned in the light. Because as he is, so are we in this world. That's 1 John 4:17. Now, your next question might be how? How do we practically take our seat with him? The short answer is by faith, because we can't physically see it. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude. So we could start by practicing gratitude. It's being thankful for God's grace, just taking the time daily to receive this from God, to start thanking him for the opportunity to be seated at his right hand with Jesus, to be one with him and praise him for his grace and his goodness. Now, the right positioning has to do with having the right perspective. When we're focused on being in our heavenly seat, we're in our proper position, which allows us to rest so that grace flows. And when grace flows, is flowing, everything is easier. So before we keep reading here, I want to touch on proper positioning. So we're in a time of the year right now. We're in October of 2021. God's yearly cycle has come to a close. We've started a brand new yearly cycle. And what I want you to remember is this, is that time and space are very related. Think of space-time. They're one thing. So as time moves forward, positioning has to change. As time moves forward, the two are related. Positioning has to change. Now, this positioning we're talking about today, though, this is our eternal positioning. This is our eternal positioning where we got to keep getting positioned back in there every day. What I want you to think about, though, is that every day as time moves forward, we have a new day starting today. Got a new day every day. You got to keep repositioning yourself back into your heavenly seat. You got to keep positioning yourself back into your heavenly seat. And one of the beautiful things that happens is when you are in position, order is created. Having order in our lives is all about being in the right position. For us and the things that we have in our life to be in the right position, that's how we create order. And when you're in the proper position, time is freed up. You save space, you save time. It's clutter-free. Everything is clear. Clarity begins to increase. Grace begins to flow. Everything is much easier. Think about it. If you went into your house and everything was in its perfect position, right where it was supposed to be, it would be less stressful. It would save you time. It would save you space. Everything would flow easily. So when we're in our proper position, it allows us to rest so that grace flows. Now, in quantum science, there's a principle called quantum superposition. And this may freak some people out. There's a principle called quantum superposition in quantum science that says it's possible to be in two places at one time. Huh? You can be in two places at one time? Science is starting to show that this is possible. You can be in two places at one time. You can be seated in heavenly places, but you could still be living on the earth. How is that possible? Here's the way it works. You can't see both of them at one time. You only see the location that you're looking for. The one that you're focused on shows up and grows bigger, and the other one collapses. So if we get positioned in the light, we take our heavenly seat in the light, we begin to get positioned in the light, and we talk about our second fundamental today of magnifying the light, focusing on it, magnifying it, putting our concentration and our focus on it, magnifying it, making it bigger in our lives. It begins to expand, and the other one collapses. So our second fundamental we talk about often is magnifying the light. Magnifying the light. God gives us the choice in our life. We can magnify light or we can magnify darkness. It's all about what we're focused on. We're all magnifying something every day based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on, what we're rolling over in our minds all day long. And we can see life from this perspective of our heavenly seat with Christ, one with him, where God's grace is flowing in our life. He's got steadfast, unfailing love. Nothing's impossible for him. We're in right standing with God. He wants to help us. We've got favor with him. We can see life from that perspective. And the more we focus on that, the more we magnify that, the more it begins to magnetize us and it begins to pull and attract all these things of God into our life. But the opposite is also true. God gives us the choice. We could focus on darkness. We could magnify the issues, the problems, all the things going on in this world. There's a lot of evil things, dark things that you could focus on every day. And if you choose to magnify them, what's going to happen? They're going to grow bigger and the light is going to begin to collapse. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. We can choose to focus on the darkness and magnify it, talking about it, rolling it over in our minds, thinking about it consistently. And it begins to grow bigger, and the light, that positioning of being in Christ, begins to diminish, begins to collapse. All based on what we're focused on. So the key to taking your heavenly seat is to focus on it, to focus on the light, to magnify the light, as we would say now. This is a book I wrote a couple years ago. Now we would say, I would magnify that light. So as an example, I once had a friend who was addicted to drugs. He tried and he tried to quit, but he could never get free. And then he began to focus on Jesus. Seriously focus on Jesus. And the addiction just fell away, just faded away without him even trying to quit. He said it was easy. It was effortless. No side effects, no issues, no problems. It just fell off of him. He likes to say now that if you just focus on the light, the darkness fades away. You get positioned in the light and you magnify it. You focus on it consistently. Magnify God's word in our life. The darkness just begins to fade away. It begins to collapse. You begin to magnetize and pull more of God's grace and goodness into your life. Now, this sounds great. But the problem is we're living on the earth and life is constantly trying to get us to focus on other things and to pull us out of our seat. So the key is to shift our perspective and focus on our heavenly position in the light and stay at rest even when the storms of life are around us. Now here's some additional ways that we can be abiding in Christ, that we can magnify this light so that our lives produce fruit. Here's what I've learned. You get positioned in the light. Grace is going to flow. Bad habits, all kinds of things are just going to effortlessly fade away. You begin to magnify that light. You stay positioned in him. God's going to make you fruitful. He's going to multiply you. He's going to increase you greatly. All from simply abiding, staying positioned in the light, magnifying that light. And so here's some things we need to be walking in. So our third fundamental we talk about is doing the things that you know to do. What do you know to do? As you get positioned in the light, you can see clearly. And something I forgot to touch on is our symptoms or side effects. When we're magnifying the light, there's symptoms, there's side effects. Everything feels free and easy and effortless. Grace is flowing. We're usually positioned in thanksgiving and praise and humility for God's grace. And on the backside of it, that peace that surpasses all understanding begins to come in. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow and equip you to do the things that you can't do in your own strength. On the other side, when we're magnifying darkness, we get pulled out of our heavenly seat. What happens? Feels dark, it feels heavy, it feels oppressive, feels confusing. We don't know which way to go because we can't see. We're tripping and stumbling over things, constantly self-sabotaging ourselves, and we don't even know what it is, what's causing it, because we can't see because we're in the darkness. Then becomes that venting and complaining, gossiping, followed by the fear, the stress, the worry, the anxiety, the frustrations, the disappointments, insecurities, dread of the future. All these things begin to come in on the backside of the darkness. And learning to recognize where you are positioned. And the good news is, it literally takes 1 second to shift back. It literally takes 1 second to shift right back into light. Start praising and thanking God. Get your mind fixed back on magnifying Him, His steadfast, unfailing love. Nothing's impossible for Him, His faithfulness, that He's always on time. He always fulfills His word. But we talk about doing the things that you know to do. Here's some things we can start with. Thanksgiving and praise. Consistent thanksgiving and praise throughout the day is one of the greatest ways to just maintain your positioning. Walking with God. A great habit you can get into is just going for a walk with God every day. It can help you to maintain your positioning, maintain your connection with Him. Just go for a walk with Him. Just walk with Him, talk with Him every day. Then we got walk in love. Walk in love, and I would say forgiveness. This grace and forgiveness God has given us has to flow through us out into the world to other people. Has to be received from God. Just simple thank you, praise, and thanksgiving. Then we got to give that grace and mercy and love and forgiveness to ourselves. And it's got to flow through us out into the world to other people. Taking communion regularly. Taking communion is one of the greatest ways we can abide in Him, I believe. That's why we do these daily communion meditations. And then studying God's words. We can magnify God's word, giving it a bigger place in our life, making His word greater in our lives, studying His word. And one of my favorite ways to do that is through scribing the Bible, which means hand copying passages of scripture, and then reading them out loud. There's something very powerful that happens when not only does God's word come into you, but it comes back out of you. When we're handwriting the words, they're coming into our minds and they're coming back out through our hand. When we're speaking it out loud, it's coming into our minds and back out of our mouths. Something very powerful that happens through studying His word that way. So doing the things that you know to do. What do you know to do today? Walking in the light that you have. Here's some things to start putting into practice regularly if you're not doing these things already. And then following God's leading. Staying tuned into His voice. Our fourth fundamental. Staying tuned into God's voice, following His leading day by day. As you get positioned in the light, you start magnifying that light. You start walking in the light, doing the things that you know to do. It's like it tunes your body like a radio receiver to be able to hear so much more clearly from Him. And a lot of this is just about maintaining our heavenly position as we go throughout the day. Seeing life from the perspective of being one with Him. So we're going to take communion over this today. Just receiving this from God. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for You. We're just receiving today. You've made us one with Jesus, one with You. Seated us at Your right hand with Him. We just thank You for that. For the amazing opportunity. This amazing gift of grace that we could be one with Him, seated in heavenly places with Him. And we're asking for Your help today to help us to sustain our focus and magnifying that position in our lives. Because that's where the grace flows. Father, we thank You for this bread and this juice and what it represents. We ask You to bless them in Jesus' name. We thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread. He said, "This is My body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." It says the cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus. All of God's anger and frustration, everything that was stored up in Him was poured out onto the body of Jesus so that we could be right with Him. Jesus told His disciples, "Take it, receive that He makes you right with God." The cup of His wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so we could have this gift of being seated at His right hand We can have his blessing and favor on our lives. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. And Father, we're just so thankful for that. We ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that makes all this possible, brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God where we can know him, have the cup of his blessing, just know his heart. I believe as you take your heavenly position, your heavenly seat, one of the greatest things it's going to do is help you to know him better. To just know his heart and his character and who he is. That personal relationship with him. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. We've received this from God. Now it's about maintaining your position. Stay in your seat. Choosing to view life from that perspective. To magnify that positioning in your life. Magnify that light. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.